We're at the Lucas Place in the park, right in the lobby area outside the International Breakfast. And who do we have with us this morning?
Well, I'm thinking this is Wendy Soto. Am I correct?
Nikki Soto.
Nikki Soto.
Yeah.
We know a Wendy Soto, don't we?
I know a Terry Soto. And then there was the queen. Who was the queen? Who was the... There's a lot of sodas.
We're ready.
A lot of sodas in Lorraine.
Yes.
Not all right.
And this morning, what's your role at the International?
I'm the vice president of the Lorraine International Association, and I'm also the chairperson of the Princess Pageant.
Okay, well, we see a lot of the princesses coming through already, and the big event is coming up on Thursday. Tell us a little bit about that.
Correct. Thursday evening, we have 14 princesses representing 10 nationalities, all vying for the Lorraine International Queen Crown. They're very excited to share their culture and their heritage with the rest of the city of Lorraine and all of Lorraine County.
And, of course, that's at the Lorraine Palace, and they get a chance to kind of talk about why they're so proud of their heritage.
Exactly. They have the opportunity to tell their personal story as well as showcase some of their talents in the second act, which is not judged, but just for the entertainment of the crowd.
How did you get involved in that process?
I was the Irish princess in 1998, and I had such a wonderful experience once I graduated from college and then law school, moved back home to the area. I wanted to give back to the community, and I thought, what a better way than to join an organization that developed me into the woman that I am today.
What are some of the concerns? I know we've seen you already this morning interacting with some of the princesses coming through. What are some of their common concerns or questions?
The princesses coming in aren't really sure what to expect. You know, most local pageants, even throughout the state of Ohio, it's evening gowns, it's prom dress type. We tell these girls, go out and find something from the old country. And teenage girls today feel a little funny about that. So they come in thinking, I don't really know what this is going to be like. But they sort of talk to their mothers and their fathers and their grandparents, aunts and uncles, and they get a sense of who they are and where they come from. And it's neat to watch them get more comfortable. And then I don't even have to really tell them what to do. They show up, they tell their story, and it's a wonderful process.
Now this year, the Polish community is the spotlight nationality. How many Polish princesses?
We have one this year.
One, okay.
She's one, but she's mighty.
Okay. Sometimes, usually, when a certain culture is featured, maybe there's a little bit of an outpouring of that. Well, how many princesses total do you have?
14.
Can she speak Polish?
She absolutely can.
We need to bring her over. We need a little Polish on the air.
Well, any ethnicity. We always like to hear some of the different greetings from the different cultures.
She would love to. She would absolutely love to.
Of course, the current queen's reign comes to an end on that. And she's been busy throughout the year at different festivals and representing Lorraine International wherever she goes. That's kind of one of the responsibilities, I guess.
Most definitely. We've had an amazing queen in court this year. They get crowned end of June, and I think before she went away to college in September, she had already completed almost all of her required pageants and festivals that she had to attend. That's how excited she was about the process. And since that time over the past year, those women have traveled all around the state of Ohio representing us wonderfully.
So what are the things you... That's okay. You bring the broom. We'll be good for that.
That's live radio right there.
Isn't that what you're supposed to applaud? Usually that's what happened in the cafeteria.
Nikki, you're okay there, right?
I'm okay. A couple shards of glass in my legs, but nothing crazy.
Well, it's a tough crowd here.
Yeah. We are at the Lucas Place in the park, and we've got the International Breakfast going on this morning. For people, because we may be bringing a little sound to the breakfast, what usually happens here in the morning, you have some of the different, the spotlight nationality welcome everybody. And
absolutely. What we have, our current queen will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. We'll have the Polish national anthem sung by a traditional Polish singer. And then we'll have our guest speaker, who is Kel Fligner from Lorraine, of course. He's our Polish speaker. And we will have a representative, Victor Leandry from El Centro, which is our spotlight organization.
There's always different organizations and a culture that are kind of going hand in hand as well, and it kind of just spotlights some of the things going on in Lorraine. The Big Bazaar comes up on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday here at the Black River Landing. A lot of food. That's kind of what the International Festival really is known for outside of Lorraine when people come for that. And you also have the big parade on Sunday. That's where everybody gets to see the princesses too.
Absolutely. We're very excited about our bazaar this year because we have new booths. I don't know if anyone's told you, but we've raised a lot of money over the past few years with the goal being brand new booths, and they are beautiful. So we're very excited to highlight those for the community. They were much easier for us to install this year, so the workload has been a little bit lighter, and we're just ready to serve up the food and get ready to go.
Sounds like it'll be a fun week, and it all kicks off this morning at the International Breakfast. I guess we could just kind of run down some of the things. Tuesday, Sacred Music Concert. Then, as you say, Thursday, International Princess Pageant. And then the big bazaar and festival, too. Are there still tickets available for the Queen's Breakfast?
The Queen's Breakfast, I believe, is no longer open to the public because we've had such an outpouring from all the festivals around Ohio. I think we're at capacity at this point.
But it's just a fun time and a lot of colors and a lot of brightly dressed young ladies.
Absolutely. It's going to be a great time.
Sounds great. Nikki Soto, thank you for sharing the time with us this morning as we broadcast from the International Breakfast here at the Lucas Place in the Park.